You just happen to be big enough to warrant the cost to you. See, that's $2,000 each for 6 months. It's $8,000 a year at the rate of the last 6 months. Of course, it's, the only is raising it if you're interested. His feeling was, and I kind of agree, that you paying for it, that if anybody's going to take you on, your paying for it thing is not going to do any good, because they're going to say, well, pricey. So he pays $20, the cost of the trip is $3,000, so what good does that do? This, for instance, was going to go with a story on the family use of military aircraft, and he talked to them. The client, Anderson calls to check stories. The client said, well, you don't have any story there. Let me get you the facts. The client got the facts, got them back to Anderson. Anderson said, you're right, there isn't any story. Then he didn't use it. He ran one paragraph. Facts are that the Secret Service has said that they are to fly military aircraft. This is on the recommendation of President Johnson. It's set up that way, and that's the way they do it. Anyway, your judgment's kind of, prevail.
I guess I don't deserve to throw away money, but I don't think, let's assume it's not worth it.
somebody going to catch it.
That's like the little driver trying to detect the provokes.
He just felt good about it.
Because I didn't let him pay, I paid him all the way. It's like the kids came out here along Rio Grande High School.
That's right.
But we could go ask the merchants for money.
Through a gun.
Sound like that.
Do our work.
Yeah, we spend a lot of money, but it's not our fault. It's the government. Of course, a lot of stuff in that, that we'd rather not have, but
damn.
Haven't we cut down on the Secret Service and Gold Brother this area?
Some.
Haven't we cut down on some of the things? We don't take the dot and bed and all the other things.
We cut down on a lot of the ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, we really have. Oh, well, I hope we'll, you know what? That's the kind of thing to get out of symbolism. It jumps into the bed around. We don't. Well, that would be quite irritating.
That just sticks with the Johnson.
It's, the real thing is that you don't take a part of your money. Everybody, most presidents, I should say everybody, most of them when they travel,
took a bunch of carpenters along.
Take a bunch of carpenters along.
You know, to lap it up and took some gals along to keep their wives happy and took the hairdresser and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Opportunity to develop. point that I make is that, again, maybe words don't work better. On that pitch, just repeating it, don't say we're repeating it, just say it again, that what this country, when you get paid, it's maybe you'll feel it, where you talk about the spirit of the country and so forth and so on. What is the spirit of the people, that the people are... Bob, I gave you some stuff on this yesterday, where I said to go back, exactly what I said in 1966, did you step right as one change or recall the idea that the people would say, well, you know, we could just see that, take care of everybody's free medicine for everybody, free housing for everybody, and guaranteed income for everybody, then this would be a great society, it would be great at all. But, with that body, basically destroy it, have a society without character. And I think the idea isn't for just for this audience, not saying either. I don't give a damn where we say it, but it's repeating to the country a theme that needs to be repeated over and over again and giving a solid insight of something I believe in for the first place. You know, I'm all for being generous with them. And I say that in speech, let's help those that really need help more. I see I've done fine in the deaf child here in a moment. Let's help them more, be more generous than them, but the way to be more generous than them is stop helping those that can't help themselves and refuse to do so. So they say that's their memory. They use the line, for example, we had one that caught their attention, was the idea that the welfare, the woman in the welfare area got up and screamed and said, we won't do those menial jobs. And I said, now what the hell is a menial job? I said, scrubbing floors and empty bedpans is menial, but a lot of people do it. I didn't mention this in speech.
Turned off. I'm a taxpayer. She was struggling at a brink of breakdown. I pay huge taxes to support you people. Now, can I ever get a job?
And the microphone back.
I told them not to come down.
You could just see the people sitting at home saying, right off, there you go.
There's one thing you can make here, too, but wherever in the world everything is free, there's no freedom.
What society is in a world where everything is free, there is no freedom. The idea of the menial task that I want to show, this idea that the welfare worker says, I'm not going to scrub a floor, or I'm not going to wash a windshield, or I'm not going to pick beans, or I'm not going to work in a service station, or I'm not going to do that, that's menial work. Now, God, what the hell it is. Keeps a person's self-respect is not meaningful. Right? Any job.
What's your job? I'm not meaningful sitting at home in a rocking chair.
The most meaningful thing a person can do, the most meaningful thing a person can do is to accept help when he could help himself. That's meaningful. That's low. What does the word meaningful mean? It means low. That's, I don't know what it means, but find out. And the most meaningful thing a person is to accept help. Yes, sir. From others. When he could. And also another thing he's denying us the right of the do better for these poor people that can't help themselves. I mean, damn it, it's a woman with 18 kids or something like that. He'll, of course, take care of them. Or the deaf person or the blind person. Or the unemployable, or the moron, or what the hell. Or the old person, Jesus Christ, I'd like to help them. You ever been to these places where the old folks live? They're horrible. We ought to do more. But these jackasses that sit around here at welfare, huh? I mean, you've got the young people out here.
Back to that visit to the home for the incurables. Those are people
I did over that all over the year. I saw people there that Christmas Eve, and they have no hope of ever getting well. And they are better off than many in that state due to the charity that they receive. But we should do better by them. This country's rich. But we can't do better by them, those that cannot help themselves. If we continue to increase on an escalating basis, the assistance to those who can help themselves can be used to able-bodied men and women. And then can't help themselves, but refuse to do so, refuse to accept it. I personally think you could take out, as a matter of fact, I mean, I think that trust, and if you get something that hits a raw nerve, hit it again, so it'll be repeated. And just hit it right there, the Chamber of Commerce is fine, as far as I'm concerned. This is the kind of thing that...
I see the sex appeal in this, and it's, you know, it's easy to really grab. The counter is... as far as loafers and bums on the welfare roll is concerned, don't know whether anybody actually does a count of them. It's a pretty low percentage.
No, it's pretty high. What did I say, loafers and bums?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, no, that's not true. Not true. It was. That used to be true. I used to believe that. But after checking those figures in California, good God, it's become goddamn racket. And I don't mean just loafers and bums. I mean, there's just a hell of a lot of people that are like the lady who says, I'm not going to work. It's menial. They're, I guess when I say, I don't take the welfare. It's become a way of life. I don't do it.
You don't worry about that counterattack at all.
No, let that. Are those our rules? Not a goddamn one. There isn't anybody out there. Nobody is supporting us because I came on for family assistance. Nobody. They're all against us. To run the loafers and the bums, you're going to vote for somebody else anyway. There are all these people that say, yes, sir, I am being awfully tough on this issue. Basically, on the grounds of the character thing, and even take the mother of three kids, the hell, she's got a chance to work, she ought to work. And they got a babysitter in child care, anything, mainly to. I don't think the whole speech about it, that's the problem. But you take a look at the full
technology part.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And that'll give me a little room to work in.
Well, if you do this with my partner, because you've got the, is there anything else you want to drop? Maybe just, we could go to, if you go to 2,500, that's 20 minutes. Maybe more.
That'd be great.
I'd like to get to 2,000. Prepared there, and every grant of the man is initialed by everybody who got all the initial
that release afterwards until Bill Rogers got home from Costa Rica. That was Bill Rogers. After the event, or somebody who was traveling with him, who hadn't seen it. Because the objection and the leak and the market cow business and all that came after Bill got back. A week after the release had been put out. Think about their name. That's about what they were traveling. Anderson. Maybe the traveling is better of the two. Hold him into this. Now, incidentally, another reason that may work, we can move the Cushman quicker. I can get Cushman out of there pretty soon, you know, and get Walters back. Do you see my point? If you move the cattle, then you got to get into the continent of the Marine Corps, and their Cushman's got to be number two, is that right? I understand something. Fine. Move the cattle, then Cushman, and then deploy, and let's, and I want you to tell Henry, too, that I've decided on the Walters thing. Don't take no for an answer there. You just got to do some things that we want to do here. Think you're that idea of yours. Who suggested that? Did you? Who suggested Walters for that job? Somebody was in the initial race when you mentioned it the other day, but it's been talked about. I mean, he isn't the most part of it. I mean, he isn't the best part of that guy, but he is what we need. We just need a spy in the CIA. That's all about it. And there you, then you've got a spy and an operator. Because he's going to operate pretty good with Walters. Not an administrator, not a manager, but an operator, or a coach, you know. That is maybe a manager, too. I want to know about Chapman's politics, whether he's, whether when he reads the president, you know, but the loyalist. That's, I have a lingering question that seems to me that he was raised, that when the whole discussion of succession in the court was under, you know, which man?
Yeah.
But of course, Chapman was already there about to get put in on this one. And maybe even it's the other guy that I know he's considered to be kind of a flashy show, but then that's not really not because of that. That was Henry's objection. Henry doesn't like show, so I do. I want some guys like Connors to show up. He's a hell of a show. It's exactly what you're after. If that's the disappointment, then that's we need to be flashy guys around. And well, how do you we can get that? The thing is that way that we ought to consider Rumsfeld for that transportation thing. He might be good. Consider. Yeah. That's a good operator. That's a bad man. That's a lot of attack. Maybe we're just wrong to do that. Maybe we just want to get a stronger attacker. Harden. There he is. Those are the boys. Harden runs shot. My defense analysis will be very effective on the attack. I mean, he'll be political self. Any questions about that? He made his speeches. And more so than Mitchell. Oh, Mitchell's not effective. Let's face it. Mitchell has inspired great confidence among people who know him. But most people don't know John. He's a backroom man. And he's superb. You can see the way he is, where he just... I think he's had enough injustice in his department. I would guess that's a boring job, but he's enjoyed some of it. He likes some of the thrills. And actually, the best man for justice and for Earth. Okay. And, I don't know. Nobody claimed he maybe wouldn't take a judge. Well, you might need him later on. But it was strange. I would sure keep Clintons in the political arena until I'm pretty lucky. Yeah, I know you used to. Clinton is the man that ought to be the Attorney General at the right time. I mean, maybe it's... Maybe we murder takes CIA to FBI. It's, FBI is not an interesting job. CIA can be a fascinating job. Yes, he loves that stuff. He loves the spy business.
Good.
And I think he'd love to be CIA director or FBI director.
I think CIA could be better.
And I don't think he wants to care about a career job. Another thing about John is so I don't think he has a thing about the state of court. The other thing about John, about the CIA, during that, and you can get him in the NSC.
It would be extremely valuable, you know. You can't bring him in now because of that net thing. I mean, nobody should get into Florida policy because he's going to get full of it. That's why I had the Red Cross Reason Act, because we have to have the opportunity to think these things through. Those are what it's necessary sometimes before I'm doing, Mr. President. Yes, sir. Those are requests back.
This is the National Secretary of the
This is National Secretary of the
Yes.
Thing who's ever going.
We did.
Of course, she was supposed to have
this week.
Yeah, she said she would do it.
We turned one down.
They've asked her to go on because of Secretary Week to go on CBS Martin.
I wanted to ask you one other thing. The man who apparently has the original TV documentary music, I should put my glasses on, I think. He would like to use it.
He'd like to send it to you if he knows if you like. He has a private pressing of the score of the entire series of the Victory State. He said there are three, he knows the RCA Victory album contains great dealing with you. There are quite a number of big passages that are not on a special record.
Fine.
And so I'll write a comment to you if you want to sign it.
Okay. Then I wanted to ask you. I know you don't, but you know, you might like it 10 years from now, you might want to have it to listen. Oh yes, you have to be. I was going to go to the, and I don't have to go to this at all, I was only going to go to, everybody goes to have, I was going to go to the Kentucky Derby. And I wondered if it would be all right if I went out there and then came to California on Sunday. Oh, well, I don't know.
I think it's very important. I ought to be sure that he goes to that derby. You know what I mean? Are you just going to go to commercial plan or private plan?
I'm going commercial. I'm going...
Wait a minute. Metro's going.
Is he?
Does he use commercial?
I suppose he did. Well, I'm going, the Jaegers invited me and the governor, but they're friends with Governor Nunn.
Well, you tell John Mitchell you're going with him. And it may be that you can all get up enough to take a plane. I don't know whether John may use, talk to Don Hughes.
Okay.
Don Hughes, maybe they don't want to take it, maybe they feel it's not proper to take it.
I'm going to do that. I'll find out because I know I'm invited and I'm sure Dennis and Mitchell's are going, they are, to the Cornelius Vanderbilt Whitney Big Dinner Dance on Thursday night. Then the Governor's Derby Breakfast.
That's right.
And the only reason I agreed to go, because it is work, it's like Massachusetts, you know, but if you can talk to some of these people.
That's great. So you do that one and do the other, do the thing at night. Go to the big dance and the Whitney and all the rest, you know, just jazz it up and see you the next morning. And, I think you're rather calling me, just call Don Hughes, don't raise the subject in the cities. But if for example, they do ship Mitchell on a government plane, Mitchell will go down there and make a speech there or something.
I don't know, Don.
Just so you can all write down. Lucy ought to go too.
Yes, I think she may be going. I don't know if she's going to all the events, but I'll ask her. Well, the reason I wanted to see you, I don't usually ask, was because I didn't want to wait in the last minute and tell him I couldn't go, so. It's amazing the interest, like in Massachusetts, as I told you, all those
people want to know.
They want to know, and they then they talk, and it's just, you know, it's good to talk to a lot of those people. They appreciate what you're doing, and you don't see a lot of, you are, it's too bad you can't see a lot of.
One guy from Massachusetts is in here from the Navy League, and he said something, he said, I said, I just want you to know it for you, he said, we know you. That's all.
They take them if they felt that way. See, this is shows people are working on these. You know, these darn radicals work on. If they didn't feel that metal was on, they shouldn't have taken it in the first place. If they really felt that way, and they act a couple of miles on the street. For the most part, they're a pretty motley bunch. They could be easily worked on. That's why they're here. Look at the many of them who are back who are out working and have done their duty and
proud of it.
Don't dare go around these people because I just want to hit at them.
Well, they do get them there. These far left wingers are the communists, and basically a lot of this is communism.
Oh, of course it is. Look how hard this fella Abzug, or whatever that terrible beast name is. Look how hard she's working on it. And all the these congressmen and senators who are out shouting and encouraging these people. I tell you, if it's
Teddy Kennedy, you know, okay. I'm with you all the way. Matthias.
Teddy Kennedy, Matthias, Hartke, or Hardware, all these people are encouraging them to show up, be here on the 24th. They're, you know, urging these people to come here. Somehow or other, we have to be able to mow every one of them down in the next election.
Well,
too bad some of them are in for 6 years already. Carl Curtis's statement last night on radio anyway was good. After those senators, I didn't see the senators, but I did hear, I had my radio on, and he sounded very good on the radio saying, where were all these people? They were very quiet all through all this time of the escalation of the war, and now, and he recited how much you had done, and now, why now? Why now are they talking when we are ending it? And he really did a good job. I was very proud of him.
Yeah. Pat was very good, too.
Pat has been very good, amazingly.
And Saxby.
Well, and Saxby. I'm absolutely shocked that Saxby's doing something for us.
I was. Well, but we're not going to lose him. That's the other thing. See, these people want to get it over and let it go communist. They
don't care what happens. And then if everything goes communist, and then it eventually it's going to react and ruin this country, then it won't be because they hollered and they said this. Who is it? It's you. And basically it's the country. I think a lot of people know that. course they're tired of the war. Everyone's tired of the war. No one could be more tired of it than you. No one. That's what I always tell them. There's no soul on earth who wants peace in Vietnam anymore than you do. They're terrible phonies. They holler about, you know what else the Democrats make me so mad? They talk about how they had this big dinner, $500, and of course it was they weren't like the wealthy Republicans, having it be $1,000. And they are in debt so much. They owe everyone. You know that they don't want them back in Chicago because they haven't paid for that convention yet. That's what Jim Worthy told me anyway. And they don't pay anyone.
When they get in and they steal and they start paying for Johnson, of course they talk about $1,000 interest. Kennedy and Johnson, when they started that, they should have done real good.
Well, and they even had them right in their own, I think, well.
Of course, one of the real problems is goddamn presses, so it's unfair. They don't feel hard for Republicans that are out trying to answer these people and they put on. Apparently, the guy that's really good, and only good one, I think, better than food than me could from a PR standpoint, is Kerry. Very
old.
You ever see him?
No. See, I hardly ever see this.
Who's called Terry? No.
Well, they don't, and the thing is that a few people have tried to say it. Even these veterans, all this, they just have given them way too much space in on time, in newspapers, and everywhere. But they always do.
Rose the press.
One thing he asked me the other day, whether I got annoyed when Storch and I said, he's very nice. He said, I said, well, I don't know if this is on the air. Said, you know, annoyed isn't the right word. I said, I fail to understand. Said, I can understand there'd be a difference of opinion if you go around. He said, you know, sometimes reporting people get different opinions. And I said, that kind I can understand, but when a fact is known, and a well-known fact, and you read it in someone's column or hear it on the air, then I can't understand that. You know, I said, I can understand when it's speculation or somebody else, but when it's a well-known fact, it's just beyond me how anyone can get up and say something. And, oh, he was very nice. So, I hope they put it on sometime.
They will.
Very lucky to have a chance to be a secretary. But it's very